Open any Sunday newspaper, and you'll find pages of ads for consumer electronics and personal computers. Many feature rebates, those valuable but often pesky promotions that offer consumers partial refunds. Great deals for customers who actually claim them. It turns out many people don't bother, despite their best intentions. That might be why manufacturers and retailers keep making the offers. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Wander the aisles of retailers like this Best Buy store in suburban Seattle, and you'll find rebate offers galore.
Yep, there's a $300 rebate on a $1,150 notebook right there.
Doug Sharp is the store's operations manager.
And there's a $250 rebate on a $1,700 laptop there. $350 rebate on an $1,100.
Some of the deals seem too good to be true. Sure, the great offers get people to make a purchase, but with rebates added onto sometimes deep discounts, you have to wonder just how much profit anyone is actually making on a sale. The answer to that lies a little in the fine print and a lot in human nature. At the checkout counter, the clerk hands customers a wad of paper, a sales receipt, a duplicate rebate receipt, and a rebate form.
Do you guys know how the rebate forms work? Fill out your name, address, and then you use this form. You've already got a copy of the rebate receipt here. You need to cut the original UPC, which is this label right here. Just cut that out, mail it with this to that address. And you get that back within about, 6 to 8 weeks, and so it's $20.
Assuming, of course, they don't tuck the paperwork in a drawer or tack it on the fridge and forget about it. No one scientifically tracks the numbers on rebates, but consumer and industry groups estimate that as many as 50% of customers won't even send in the rebate forms. Indeed, manufacturers plan their rebate offerings knowing just that, says Clark Baker, who runs a consumer website, rebateplace.com.
People who go through the process and get their rebate really have to thank those people who don't care about getting their $10, $50 rebate. You know, if there was 100% redemption rate, manufacturers won't offer these rebates.
But sometimes it's the companies themselves that drop the ball.
Consumers complain mostly about rebates that either don't arrive on time or don't arrive at all.
Matthew Gold is an attorney with the Federal Trade Commission, an agency that monitors consumer complaints. Actual fraud may be relatively rare, but sometimes, he says, a company just doesn't make it easy to get that great refund.
There are complaints about instructions on the rebates that were not either clear or too difficult to comply with.
Last year, the FTC tracked 1,900 rebate complaints on computer hardware and software. That figure was up substantially from the year before. It's difficult to pinpoint the precise cause for the increase, but experts say consumers can enhance their success in getting rebates if they follow the redemption instructions exactly and keep copies of everything they send in. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.